Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, this is Roland. Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Shedding Shackles is dedicated to helping you find confidence and freedom from your worries, doubts, and fears. Let's go to the phone lines.
Greg from San Leandro. Is there such place as Abraham's bosom? God bless and have a nice day.
Yes, when Christ died on the cross, he opened the doors to heaven. But before Christ died on the cross, there were many good people. They couldn't get into heaven, so they awaited in Abraham's bosom. It was a very, very nice and a good place to be until the doors to heaven were opened when Christ died on the cross.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is stimulus and response. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I want to read you something from my book, It's Sunny and Warm in the Kingdom of God. I want to read you part of the introduction. Somehow, we humans have managed to lose touch with our ground of being. We're a person whole, complete, connected to an infallible source of guidance, and we're that person always able to call upon certain help from someone who loves them dearly and who has the power to make everything right. There would be no more fear, conflict, fighting, or unhappiness. Sound too good to be true? Does it sound like a fairy tale about a handsome, noble prince or a beautiful, gracious princess who need only ask, and a great power comes to their aid? In such a story, the prince and princess are permitted to have adventures so that their love for truth, their courage, and their honor may be tested. But when they encounter something beyond their human powers to deal with, they call upon their great and powerful benefactor, and they are given assistance to overcome the evil they have encountered. Well, that's just the way it was meant to be for us. We are all potential princes and princesses. We are all potential princes and princesses. But something has gone wrong for you, for me, for your parents, for your friends, and for everyone. We encountered evil challenges, and we failed miserably. Your first challenges came when you were just a little child. Adults and other kids were mean. They threatened and teased you and pressured you. They scared you, and they made you doubt yourself. So you struggled and lost, becoming angry, afraid, and doubting yourself. As you grew older, as a teen, young adult, and on to your middle age, you continued to fail the test every time. Instead of being courageous, you were afraid. Instead of being valiant, you were selfish. Instead of being full of faith, you doubted. And instead of having love, you resented. Every time their meanness, confusion, or tease upset you, you resented others, and then you got mad at yourself. To make matters worse, you not only failed with acquaintances and strangers, but you also failed with those near to you, members of your own family, your partner, your kids, and people at work. These people are not evil. They too are under pressure, and they're hurting. They lashed out at you when they felt bad inside and took in negativity. In fact, they were, and are, under a spell. They had fallen under the influence of others, and of something in those others that represented the dark kingdom. They were, and they are, lost sheep, wandering around in the dark. But instead of being a shining light, you lashed out at them, or pulled into a shell, trying to save face and not rock the boat. In your defeat, you looked to comforts, such as sweets, marijuana, drugs, pleasure, alcohol, distractions, and daydreaming. The more you were hurting, the more enticing lowly comforts looked. But soon these became a problem, and again you got angry at yourself. Now do you get it? You've been defeated, and your weakness has been found out. It's the same for everyone. So there you have it. So I want you to see that life is like a storybook story. Yes, we were meant to be a prince or a princess. Yes, we are supposed to find our way. There's something we need to know, something we need to find, and we have to search for it, like they do in the beautiful fairy tale movies. You have to search and search until you find it. And when you do, then all your problems will be solved. When you were a little tiny child, you knew that life was like that. You knew there was good and there was bad, and you knew that you were meant to be a noble person, and you knew you were supposed to be courageous and have love and help other people and not get angry at them. You knew that. But what happened was that people around you, you know how you feel bad when you fail, when you could have been kind, but instead you were mean or selfish, when you could have been courageous, but instead you slunk away like a coward. You know you don't feel good about yourself, you feel bad. Well, that's the way everybody feels. Now they hide it, and they compensate. They don't want to see that they don't have love, and so they pretend to have love. They don't want to see that they don't have true courage, so they compensate. They build big muscles and they talk real loud, and they go around and try to bully people, but it's all a compensation. And other people hide so that their weaknesses will not be exposed. And other people, see, they just hide in their daydreams or hide in because they can watch on their iPhone or hide in music. It hides in something or other. And that's no way to live either. We were meant to be bold. We were meant to succeed. We were meant to be happy. And life was to be a great adventure. And you knew that when you were a little child. Well, I'm saying to you that, yes, you were right when you were a little child. But the problem is that people got to you. You wanted to be courageous, but the bullies pushed you around and they were bigger than you or meaner than you. Or your sister was more clever than you and knew how to put you down. Or your parents pressured you. Or you needed love. When you were a child, you needed guidance. See, you had a good side. You potentially could have been courageous. You potentially could have been patient with other people and have love. But people, including your parents, were relentless in their tease and their confusion and in failing to demonstrate on the outside what you knew in your heart was true. They failed and failed, and eventually you became angry. Eventually you became resentful. And then you became just like them. See? Well, fortunately for you and for everyone, that process can be reversed. But most of us spend many years of our lives compensating. We compensate for our lack of understanding by trying to get knowledge. And besides, everybody said that that's the answer. Doesn't everybody say that? Knowledge is the answer. So we go to school, and we get degrees and so on and so forth. But after a while, you discover that knowledge isn't the answer. See? And then we look for love out in the world. But often, what do we find? We find use and abuse. So does that mean that there isn't understanding? No, there is. You've just been looking in the wrong place. Does that mean that there isn't love? There is, but you've been looking in the wrong place.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement. Thank you.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
So all you have to do is figure out how you fail. You have to look at it under a microscope and see that your failure comes in a moment, a timeless moment, where you have a choice. Just before you become angry, just before you become resentful, just before you throw in the towel, just before you doubt yourself, if you could just hold your ground and not resent and not get angry and not doubt and just hold your ground and let the moment pass, then you would be safe. And not only that, but you would actually be stronger. See, it takes wisdom. See, one person said anybody can get angry, but it takes real courage, not real character, not to get angry. Anybody can become impatient, but it takes virtue not to become impatient. See? And so, likewise, there's wisdom in just watching. In the past, you've always jumped into, look, let's say there's a river flowing by, and it's flowing really fast. You don't want to jump into that river. You might go floating away toward the rapids. So you sit on the bank. You sit on the bank and bask in the warm sunlight and watch the river flow by instead of jumping into it. But your problem is that you haven't been taught properly. No one has showed you, except now I'm showing you, that you can sit on the bank. Look, when these things happen, when people come up and they pressure you, or they're mean, or they're confusing, or they have an attitude, or they have a secret agenda, or they're up to no good, or they're trying to get to you, or they tease you, or they pressure you, all you have to do is sit on the bank of the river and watch. Let a moment go by and stay close to your intuition, what you know in your heart. Stay there and don't reach for anything. Don't reach for emotions. Don't fall into arguments with people. Don't get pulled down into your thinking. Don't try to compensate. Don't try to escape and avoid the moment. Just watch, and it will pass, and you're safe. And when you see the wisdom of what I've just said, and you go out into the world, and you give it a try, and it works, then you'll begin to see the brilliance of it. See, now, who taught us that? Who taught us? Who said, forgive? Who's told us not to take umbrage? Who told us not to worry? Who told us not to get angry at people? Who taught us that? You know who it was, but you haven't been able to interpret it properly. What you've always done is you've gotten angry, and then you try to undo it. You feel guilty, and then you try to be extra nice or something. You become impatient, and then you make a mess out of things with your kids, and then you try to make up for it. Or you know that you become impatient, so you just try to avoid. Or you pretend that you're not impatient, and you suppress and suppress, and you pretend you're not angry, but you are angry, and you suppress it and hide it. So, but you have to do what he said. He said, what did he say? He said, resist not evil. What did he mean? He meant resent not evil. He said, don't resent. Don't get angry. See? Don't judge the other person. Just stand there and just watch. If you don't do any of those things, if you don't fall into those things, then you are safe. It's that simple. It's so simple that you miss it. So let me say it again. There is a moment, a timeless moment, before you become confused, before you get upset, before you get angry, before you judge the other person, before you resent the other person. There is a moment when you have not done any of those things. You are outside of time. You are above the moment. You're watching. It passes, and you're safe. You have hung on to your understanding. You've hung on to your virtue. You've hung on to your true self. Your true self connected to what you know in your heart is watching, and you're safe.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Have you heard about Roland's new sitting quietly exercise? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's sitting quietly exercise is. But Roland says that it is also very spiritual, and the spirituality is in its simplicity. Why not check it out? Just go to sheddingshackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly. Or you can also go to sittingquietlyamerica.com and find it there. It's totally free. What are you waiting for? Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly?
And that's the reason why you probably have wondered, if you've heard me recently, let's say you just started listening. And see, there's always a lot of new listeners coming all the time. It's amazing. Some people say, well, I just started listening to you, or I just heard you for the first time. It's amazing how often people say something like that. All right, so you're listening, and then you hear an announcement about meditation, or you hear me talk about meditation. So what's that all about? Meditation that I have, it's so simple. And you can learn to do it in just a few minutes, and then you practice it. And what does it do? It helps you to find that moment just outside of time, that timeless moment. It helps you to go through life watching with a little detachment, so that when things happen, it doesn't bother you. You just watch. See, you don't react. You don't get upset. You don't get angry. You don't doubt yourself. You don't get pulled into an argument. You just watch, and you're safe. It helps you to find that timeless moment. It helps you to be in the moment. It's like mindfulness, but it's a very spiritual mindfulness. But you have to have a little understanding that goes with it. It's nice to have a little mindfulness technique, but you have to have a little understanding with it, because if you don't have the understanding, then you're going to fall. See, you'll do some kind of mindfulness and you'll feel, you know, calm and everything. You go out in the world and somebody says something, somebody looks at you funny, somebody does something unfair, somebody comes along that looks like the mother that used to scream at you, or the teacher that used to, you know, was unfair with you, and you react to them. And then there's a delay in traffic and you react to it, and your kids have some issue with it, and you get angry or you get impatient. See, and at the job they give you extra work, and you become angry about that, and then you judge them and you start thinking, well, I'll get even with them. I'm going to quit. I'll go to work for the other company, and nobody appreciates me. And see, you fall, you fail, and then you fall, and then you hide in your thinking. See, and before you know it, you're reaching for something to take away the pain of the failure. So now what I'm saying is, learn to go out in the world and not fail in the first place. Hang on to that timeless moment before you would have fallen. But now you see, you need a little understanding. You need to know that by hanging on to that, to being in the timeless moment and watching, it's your true self. It's your real self that could be a prince or a princess. Your real self that wants to be courageous and wants to have love. See, doesn't want to hate people. And you want understanding to deal with other people. That's your real self. And then you can express that real self. And it's beautiful. But you failed. It's in those little moments when you get angry, when you resent somebody, when you get your feelings hurt. Now you must have just a little bit of understanding. You have to see that if you jump into the fray, if you jump into the river, like I was saying in the little analogy, if you get involved with somebody who's trying to pull you into an argument, see, if you fall into your thinking, when nobody appreciates me, you know, blah, 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 that's a failing. Don't jump into your thoughts. Don't jump into the argument. Don't jump into the emotion. Stand back. Then you can go out into the world and face these situations. But it begins in the wee small moment. That's what you need a little help with. And when you learn how to stand back with a little bit of mental distance and watch, then you will have that. And you can take it out into the world, and it'll keep you safe. Okay? And then when little situations arise, you'll handle them properly. And then sometimes emotions from the past. See, in the past, you failed many times. So yeah, by conditioning now, so you'll see a little emotion rising, or you'll see, oh, I blew it. I resented that person. You'll see it, but the seeing of it changes it. Because now your understanding self is observing your own failing, and you have patience with your own failing. Maybe you can clear the air. Hey, I'm sorry. I got impatient with you. I'm sorry. So you clear the air, and then pick yourself up and dust yourself off, and then on with the show. And next time you won't fail. See? Okay, maybe you'll fail one time. Oh, now you see it. Oh, I get it. I resented that person. That's why I got angry and upset. It's because I resented them. Now you don't resent them. Now you go through life with a twinkle in your eye. Things that used to upset you, they don't upset you anymore. And you gain strength that way. Every day you have more courage. You have more character, more virtue, more understanding. You learn that all of the things you've done in the past, they've all been compensations. That's all they've been. And now for a while, go out in the world and just be a regular person. Don't put on airs. Don't try to impress people. Don't try to put on a show for other people or for God. Just go about your work. Do your work. Be a mom or a dad. Whatever your job is, just do your job properly. And watch. Learn to watch. Go through life as an observer. Like a tourist, when you're on vacation, you go out and observe many things. It's fun to watch. So go through life like a tourist, just observing people. Don't hate them. Don't be angry at them. Don't feel sorry for them either. That's just another more emotions again. That's more involvement. It doesn't do them any good. Your feeling sorry for them doesn't do them any good. All it does is it pulls you down into emotions and thoughts and everything. Just stand back and watch and discover and learn and grow.
There is a razor's edge between discernment and judging. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. If you can see that another is making a mistake and not become impatient, or try to change them to relieve your tension, you will have perfect discernment. And with that, you'll be able to be patient. If you had perfect patience, no matter what they did, you could just see it without judging. Christ told us how to relate to other people. Love one another as I have loved you. He didn't resent people. He wasn't irritated by their imperfections. His attitude was, let me help you, but he didn't force himself. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
I want to share one little thing with you that will help you. Remember I said you need understanding in addition to a little technique to help you calm down and remain in the present. You need understanding, and this will help you to have understanding. I want you to see that the people in your life that you have resented and been angry with, had got your feelings hurt by, people who did you wrong, or maybe they failed to do you right. People who didn't have love for you, not the kind of love that you need, and so you resented them. I want you to see that those people are victims too. What was done to you had been done to them. And I want you to see that just like in a fairy tale where there's good and bad, there's the good king and the bad king, there's good and then there's evil. That's the way it really is. There is a dark side of the force. There is something that's, let's just say, dark forces. and they operate through people. See, the wrong gets into people, and then it operates through them. So they're not deliberately being cruel. They can't help themselves. They can't stop themselves. Something is operating through them. Sometimes it has almost 100% power over them. It's pulling their strings, and they're doing things that were done to them, and they're being inwardly tormented and pressured and goaded toward, and they don't want to, but they don't know how to stop themselves. And so hasn't it been the way with you then? When you hated people, when you resented people, pretty soon you found something dark in you, some kind of a rage in you, something mean in you that encouraged you to hate people and to get even with them and to fool them and to trick them and take advantage and so on. It talked to you in your mind. So that was in them. It's in everybody. And so I want you to see that the human being there is not your enemy. That's not your adversary. It's what's in them. And the way you can help that person, but maybe help that person who is also a prisoner of what's inside of them and of their past, you can help them by not hating them, by not resenting them, by not reacting to them. Just what? And maybe for the first time in their life, they will see the face of love. When they present their cruelty or their confusion or their meanness or their tease, and you don't respond, you don't react, you just watch. To them, it feels like love. And in that moment, they can actually begin to be set free from that which holds them captive. All you have to do is hold up the light and go out in the world and be a shining light. And don't hate other people, and don't resent them, and watch, and don't react. And then watch the wonderful things start to happen. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.